This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by my friends over at WorldwideGolfShops.com. Folks, if you're looking for a new piece of golf equipment, if you're looking for a new training aid, a new piece of apparel, a new accessory, anything at all that you need, if you need that new rangefinder you've been keeping your eye on, well, you need to go to WorldwideGolfShops.com. They've got all of those and much more from the leading brands in golf. You can't really go wrong by going there. So go do that right now. WorldwideGolfShops.com.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, Adam Fonseca.
Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of 2021 of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast. I am your host, as always, Adam from golfunfiltered.com. You can find me all over social media at Golf Unfiltered. You can send me an email, adam at golfunfiltered.com. Folks, I hope you made it through the holidays successfully and safely. We are finally in 2021. We can put 2020 behind us, and hopefully there are bigger, better things on the horizon for everyone, but most importantly, hopefully everyone just stays safe in 2021. There's a lot of great things that are just around the corner, not only for us as a society, but also for us over here at golfunfiltered.com. We're going to keep the train rolling, but we're going to take a little bit of a different spin with this podcast moving forward, and it's not going to be that much different. We're still going to bring on the biggest brands, personalities, people in the game of golf, but it's not just going to be people in the industry of golf. Now, what I mean by that is, you know, as you saw at one of the final episodes of 2020, we had on Matt Carney. He's a musician, singer, songwriter. He came on and he told us a little bit more about how he enjoys the game of golf, how it helps him with a lot of things. And of course, we ended the year strong with our friend Noel over at Cleveland, Srixon, and Zexio. Had a fantastic giveaway. Congratulations to the winner of a new ZX driver. We're going to do all that stuff, folks. We're going to do a nice mixture of everything here in 2021. And so if you're listening to this for the first time, welcome. Be sure to go and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, wherever you can find podcasts. We would really appreciate any rating that you can give us. We hope it's 5 stars. Be sure to leave comments. If you're over at golfunfiltered.com, leave comments for any of the posts of our episodes, where you can also find, for some of our episodes, we've got YouTube videos of the interview. So hopefully you go out to YouTube and also subscribe to our channel. And then last but not least, I need to remind you folks, we also have a second podcast. That's right, we have 2 podcasts now. I guess this is considered the Golf Unfiltered Podcast Network. The second one being Big Time Golf Guys with my friend Bill Bush over at DrivingRangeHeroes.com. Be sure to subscribe to that also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Pocket Casts. There's so many different places that you can hear this. And of course, go visit DrivingRangeHeroes.com as well to see not only what Bill has to offer over there, reviews, little opinions. Bill likes to share his opinions, but as well as our past conversations of the Big Time Golf Guys podcast. All right, a lot of good stuff in store, and that starts with our first guest of this year, and that is Mr. Brandon Wallach. He is in marketing over at True Linkswear. You know that brand. You know that we love that brand. Brandon comes on to talk all about the new True Knit 2 golf shoes, and I think calling them golf shoes is kind of a disservice. We talk a little bit about that in the interview today. You can wear these shoes anywhere, and I do. I loved the original True Knits. These are just an upgrade to an already extremely popular, actually the most popular offering from True Linkswear in the company's history. And we go into just all the details regarding the True Knit 2. Brandon also talks a lot about how True Linkswear overcame a lot of the challenges that many brands faced in 2020. But we're going to put those behind us. New things are ahead. A bright future's ahead, and Brandon talks all about all the great things that are coming up for True as well. So if you're a fan of the brand, or if this is the first time that you're hearing about True Linkswear, sit back and relax and enjoy this conversation with Brandon Wallach. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. As I mentioned at the top of the show, very excited to welcome back to the show Mr. Brandon Wallach of True Linkswear. Well, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be a part of this, and I mean, we're getting closer to the holidays. Love to talk shop a little bit and hopefully people are opening their gifts here in a couple of days and getting some shoes under the tree.
That's right. And I know that we're going to talk a lot about the new True Knit 2s, which we've got here for our friends over in YouTube land. I love these. And as you said, we're recording this just a couple days before the holidays. And so I think this is going to be on a lot of people's wish list. I know it was on mine. You guys have a lot of great stuff going on with this, and we're going to get into all of that. But I have to ask the first obvious question. The first version of the knits were so good.
Yep.
How do you improve on something that was so good already?
You know, that's a really good question. A lot of people asked us, you know, why change it? But I mean, it's our company's philosophy, and, you know, I mean, we're grinders. We always want to improve. And we found a couple of things with the first knit that we're like, hey, we love this shoe, but I think we can do it better. So I'm sure we'll hop into a little bit later, but there's some small subtle differences on that shoe that just take it from good to great, in our opinion. And that's just what we do. We always try to find a better mousetrap.
You know, it's interesting because obviously I was a big fan of the first version, the OGs, and you can wear them on and off the course. That's always been something that True Lynx wears pride, you know, they've prided themselves on this. And you guys make something that's just a little bit more, or probably a lot more than just your typical golf shoe. So for folks who might not have taken the plunge and tried a True yet, that's pretty much been your MO, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, we just aim for that versatility. You know, some shoe you want to wear in any facet of life, whether it's, you know, going out with some buddies or, you know, playing a competitive 18. I mean, we want shoes that are perform well on the course and they look good off the course. So that's kind of our niche.
And you did that in spades with the first, and then you talk about the new True Knit 2. There's a lot that's going on here. It's a very lightweight shoe, first and foremost, listeners and viewers, if you're watching this on YouTube. But I'd imagine that that is something that you wanted to continue on in the new version, as well as maybe enhancements on some other things. So what were some of the major things that you talked about around the conference table when you were talking about the True Knit?
Yeah, so a couple of the big points that we had, you notice on there is actually the new collar. So it's a full slip on collar, whereas the other one had a tongue. That was one of the big changes that we wanted to make it even more versatile and comfortable. I mean, my favorite part about it is I never lace them up. I just slip them right on, you know, whether I'm going outside or whatever I'm doing. That was a huge change. Another one that we did, if you can look at the midsole, is we added our new, it's called Wanderlux Super Foam. And what that does is it's actually more lightweight and more durable than the previous midsole technology we use. So what that's going to do is not going to change colors. It's not going to wear. It's not going to look like it's getting older, you know, quickly. And it's going to be, you know, a lot more longevity out of it. And, you know, it's just going to last longer. But other than that, like, still a lot of the great features of the first shoe, still that lightweight, breathable knit material, you know, that same aggressive tread. That's perfect for golfing or, you know, whatever else your day throws at you. So it's really trying to marry two different aspects of, you know, hey, what can we improve on and what can we keep? And, you know, I think we knocked it out of the park with this one.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And you know, obviously it's considered, would you consider this soft spikes? I mean, it's closer to a sneaker than an actual soft spike golf shoe.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't even consider them soft spikes. You know, we just get really aggressive with the nubs on the tread, and we want it to be something that digs into the grass. And, you know, it allows you to really dig in. But at the same time, like, it's not something you're slipping and sliding all over concrete or, you know, at the office or anything like that. So it's not exactly spikes or anything like that.
You know, and I think that's a really important point, too, because even with the original knits, the traction on these are still fantastic. I mean, it's so, even though you were saying, and there's our friend in the background saying hello.
That's what they do. And she's, yeah. Very opinionated.
Say hi. Nice.
There you go.
But the traction is really good on these still. I mean, regardless if you're playing on wet grass or wherever you need to be on the golf course.
Yep. And that's the thing. We just realized that you're really opinionated right now, aren't you? I guess she wants to say her piece. But the big thing for us was creating a shoe that you don't have to sit in the trunk of your car and change before the round or after the round. You just put it on and then go right to the course and hop in the car. And I mean, that's the big MO that we were going for, is that, you know, it's so much easier for everybody to not have to make that change or go wash them down or go do all this crazy stuff to shoes, because, I mean, we believe in that versatility.
Yeah, and the versatility's there. I mean, the construction of the shoe is fantastic. You had mentioned just a couple of the finer details regarding the shoe. What I really enjoyed about it is the fact that it seems more durable now. Even on the outside, the material, you could tell it's a little bit thicker than the previous. And I'm not saying that the first one was flimsy by any means. It was a well-constructed shoe. This is taking that to a whole new level. I imagine that was a focus as well.
A little bit, yeah. We really just, the MO2 is to keep it lightweight and for the walking golfer. So how do you make it more durable and how do you give it more, you know, oomph behind it, more material without making it heavy and, you know, cumbersome to walk with. But we did add a little bit more material to it just to give it that more a dense feel. Mm-hmm. And really hug your foot a little bit more than the previous one.
You know, and you've got a lot of different colors available. And for those who are watching on YouTube, I'm going to bring up on the screen here just another version of the same type of shoe. I'd imagine that, you know, there's a lot of people that when they go in and they want to buy a golf shoe that's going to double as a casual shoe, which really is the way that I wear these shoes, and I know you do too.
Yep.
Style's a big element here. I mean, you got to make these things look good as opposed, you know, in addition to performing well.
Oh, exactly. Style is a huge aspect because a lot of people, I mean, that's kind of the kicker. Nobody's going to buy a shoe for golf or for any avenue of life if they don't like the way it looks. So it's how do we marry that traditional style and, you know, really classic minimalist look with something that also has a lot of technology under the hood. So you'll see a lot of our shoes, you know, we really go for that classic, clean, minimalist, wear everywhere kind of look. And you'll see some of the stuff coming out in 2021 that we're really excited about. We hit both ends of the spectrum. We have some really crazy stuff coming out, and we have some very, very clean, classic new shoes coming your way.
That's what I really enjoy about you guys. And you guys know I'm a huge fan of yours. And just the way that you do kind of push the boundaries as to what a golf shoe should look like, right? Like yep. you guys go with something that feels a little bit more like the casual shoe, like a sneaker, but definitely something that you can, you know, as you say in your hashtag, enjoy the walk. That's what the whole premise of wearing your shoes is, isn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly it. And we've coined this term. We like to call it selfish innovation. It's myself, Jason, a couple other guys sitting around a table making shoes that we want to wear. And we've axed a lot of different designs and models because we wouldn't wear it. You know, back in the day when Jason and Ryan were hammering this thing out a couple of years back, I remember Ryan asked Jason, he's like, would you wear these? And Jason said, no, I wouldn't wear these. So they scrapped the whole thing. You know, and that's what it comes down to is, you know, we really try to make stuff that we would want to wear because we think that our audience would share that same, the same vibe.
When we talk about the different products that you offer, and obviously True takes voice of customer feedback very seriously. You know, you and I have talked about this before, but for the listeners who might not be aware, how do you take that feedback? You had mentioned a couple times already and said that, you know, we really pay attention to our customers. I imagine that you receive feedback pretty often.
Oh yeah. We like to be pretty active on our social channels. You know, our customer care team is fantastic. So we get people emailing in and, you know, they share basically everything with us. I mean, and I talk to a lot of customers directly too, and, you know, we don't operate with this, this veil of secrecy or anything like that. I mean, we're a transparent, honest group of people and, you know, we love that feedback. So, customer care funnels us all the emails and, you know, I'm talking to customers, Jason's talking to customers, we're going down playing Chambers, playing Allen Moore and meeting with people and talking to people. And it's really interesting to see the feedback, especially when, you know, we'll go over to the range and you see people wearing shoes. I mean, I'll just pull them over to the side and be like, hey, how you like those originals? it's kind of weird, but it's a conversation starter too. So it's, you know, culmination of all the things.
It really is a conversation starter. I mean, you see shoes, golfers love their footwear. I mean, let's call it, you guys know this obviously. And, you know, with getting the product out in front of people, I imagine that 2020 introduced a whole new set of challenges for you to do that. You and I had the opportunity to finally shake hands at the PGA merchandise show at the beginning of the year. Isn't it crazy to think that that was just earlier in the year?
I can't believe that. Seems like no joke. It feels like it was years ago, two or three years ago. Like another time, it was just like back in the day, we could shake hands and, you know, talk to people face to face.
Yeah, it's insane. But at any rate, you know, getting the product in front of people, getting them, you know, to have their hands on it, how has True overcome some of those barriers and challenges that really all businesses had to overcome?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And, you know, for us, it just comes back down to, I mean, people want to go into Nordstrom's. They want to go places. They want to pop on shoes. They want to walk around them. They want to feel them. Because, you know, it's a feel thing. You know, it's like, okay, this one runs a little big. This one runs a little tight. You know, you have to be able to flip your sizes, you know, comfortably and quickly. And, you know, that's one thing that we, like I touched on our customer care team earlier, they do a fantastic job making sure we find the right shoes for people. So we offer a 30-day guarantee on our website so people can order the shoes and then wear them around for up to 30 days. And if you don't like them, send them back for a refund. And, you know us, I mean, we're open, transparent. We, you know, try to do right by everybody. You know, people take a shot on us. If you don't like them, like we'll give you your money back or we'll exchange them out. Like we stand by our product and, you know, we want to give everybody the opportunity to try it without feeling like they're stuck with a $150 pair of shoes they can never wear again.
Right. And that's exactly right. And I'm glad you brought that up about your company is because you guys do come across as partners with your customers as opposed to just, you know, another brand trying to sell something, you know, and that's no disrespect to any other brands out there because there are many that do that. But at the same token, it's like, look, you guys actually care about your customers insofar as, you know, we will give you a full refund if you don't, if you're unhappy with us for any reason. That's something that you don't see everywhere.
Yep. And that's, I mean, we pride ourselves on that. Like, I mean, at the age of, you know, companies just trying to operate behind this big curtain or this big veil of, you know, secrecy or whatever it is. I mean, we talk to customers all the time and, you know, we want them to have a good experience. You know, if they like our shoes, if they don't like our shoes, you know, I hate the saying calling like a family, but it's kind of a community of people that, you know, like our stuff. And, you know, we have launched some really cool limited edition shoes and we've sold out of, you know, 500 plus pairs in 48 hours. Just because some people just, they love our stuff and can't get enough of it. So it's really cool to have that community aspect to our brand too.
You guys are doing something right. I mean, selling out that quickly,
you know, lucky, I guess.
So, yeah, we mentioned the PGA merchandise show earlier. We've obviously at the time of this recording, we've learned that it's going to be a virtual PGA merchandise show in 2021. Obviously a lot of brands like yourself and smaller brands than you, they want to get out there and they want not only the media to see things, but they want PGA professionals to see things. I imagine that that announcement of making everything virtual has caused you all to do a little bit of brainstorming on your end.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that just goes back to like 2020 in general and just having to be versatile and having to think on our feet. You know, we're really lucky and blessed to be in an e-com industry where, you know, things are changing rapidly. I'm sure you've seen, you know, traffic ticking upward. And just everyone's going online. I was reading something, I think it was the other day that, you know, e-com is 16% right now of all retail purchases. And by 2023, it's going to be up to 25%. So people are shopping online. And I mean, I think this is just something that we're going to have to kind of learn to navigate.
On that point, and e-com definitely is just going crazy right now. 2020 also was just a golf business boom in general. It's insane how well the industry is doing. And because of that, a lot of new golfers.
Yeah.
You know, and they're coming and they're thinking of, you know, dad's old golf shoes, you know, the saddle shoes that they saw. But now it's like, hey, look at this cool stuff that we got. I imagine that that's been an interesting challenge in a good way to tap into the new golfers as well.
Oh, it's been fantastic. I mean, the golf industry, I mean, I love baseball, I love my basketball, I love football, but golf is the one that really, I mean, it's kind of COVID proof, to be honest. Like people go out there with their groups and their friends and you can be outside, you can socially distance, you can do all the right things and play. And I mean, it's really fun for me is a lot of my college friends have never touched golf until this year. And now one of them actually built a simulator room in his house.
Nice.
So we're looking at people that have never been in the game before. And of course now they're playing, they're practicing, they're getting better and they're going to have to get more shoes. And that's kind of the new golfer we're going after.
You know, I need to get one of those simulator rooms at my house. I hear more and more people saying that that's the thing to do. And I need to find a way to make it.
It's insane. And I feel so bad. I was hanging out with him the other night and I hadn't hit his driver before and I put a hole in his ceiling. So,
yeah, see, I would probably end up doing it. I can't laugh too hard, but well, so the new golfer point too, I mean, it's a matter of, look, we got this new stuff. We've got we're this brand that's a little bit of a disruptor, I would say, you know, to the traditional golf or, you know, and new golfers are going to come in, they're going to see what you have to offer. And they're probably going to open their eyes a little bit to say, hey, I can wear the same stuff from the course to wherever they're going. Like we were talking about earlier. Now, would you say that True because you do a lot of the marketing, obviously. Would you say that True caters more to a specific type of golfer, or are all welcome?
All are welcome. All are welcome. And, you know, we really take pride in, you know, that we want to break down the barriers of golf. I mean, there's always been that exclusionary aspect of golf that only certain people can golf. You have to look a certain way. You have to act a certain way. But, I mean, like I said, I come from a baseball background, and, you know, it's for everybody. Everybody's welcome, you know, whether or not you're playing your local muni, whether or not you're playing, you know, Chambers or Pebble Beach, or you've played one time or 10,000 times. We want everybody to feel like they're welcome to the game, that they can go out there in jeans and a t-shirt if they want to and play, just whatever it takes, grab a club, practice, and have fun, because it's really the social aspect of golf is just amazing, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. I mean, I've had some of the best business conversations, personal conversations on the links, and I think it's something everyone should be able to experience in their life.
Amen to that. And that's why I love your brand so much, and listeners to this show do as well. One of the resolutions I've got for this podcast, and since you're kicking off the year, you're the first one that we're going to do this with. I love your stuff. Obviously, I like talking to people whose products I enjoy. You guys sell a lot more than just shoes. You've got pieces of apparel. You've got all sorts of different things. Brandon, I need to know how to take care of my Trues better. And I saw just on your website, truelinkswear.com, you've got sneaker care kits.
We do. We do. We partner with a really cool company called Sneaker Lab, and we have five different care kits. We have leather wipes. We have just traditional wipes. We've got a full-on premium kit package that comes with a little brush and all the cool stuff to take care of them. But one thing, and I don't know if you knew this, but your knits, you actually pull the insole out and you throw it right in the washing machine.
Nice. I did not know that, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that today. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Just comes right out, folks. Boom. Just comes right out. Boom. You can throw the whole thing in the wash. Perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. That's great, because you want to make these things, keep these things looking good.
Yep. And they're an investment. They are. And you got to take care of the investment.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so that's one of the things I wanted to talk more about, listeners, with the brands that we have on the podcast, is just, you know, what other things that you might not know about the brand do they offer? And that's something that True offers, in addition to, like I said, they've got t-shirts, they've got pieces of apparel. You even got face masks.
We got face masks. They're really cool. You know, I never thought we'd be selling face masks, but we partnered with a really cool company that does some good work on them. So we just slapped a little True logo on there. And I mean, I can't wear those, like, the big bulky ones anymore. Like, that's just, can't do it. So these ones are super light and comfortable. And I mean, they're super cool.
Awesome. Awesome. So once again, folks, we're talking to Brandon Wallach of truelinkswear.com. Something that you enjoy the most about your company. You've worked there for a while now. What would you say that is?
Yep, man. I love everything about it, to be honest. If I had to pick one thing though, I would just say the camaraderie between the team. We had our holiday Christmas party the other night, and it was just, I mean, we enjoy each other. I mean, there's no hierarchy. There's no, you know, like, you report to this, and it's a bunch of people having fun and a good time. And we love doing what we do. You know, and I'm blessed. I tell the guys, I'm blessed to go in every day and just hang out with, I consider them my friends. And it's amazing. And we get to grow this thing together, and we take pride in it. And we just want customers to come along the journey with us, because we're having fun doing what we do, and we want others to feel the same.
Keep doing what you're doing. And I got to tell you too, Brandon, I'm glad we had the chance to talk, because listeners, something about Brandon. So at the PGA Merchandise Show, we've talked about a few times, I ran by his booth. I was with another outlet, and I was doing something just last minute. And I said, hey, I got to stop by and just say hi. Brandon, you stopped what you were doing. You shook my hand. You called Jason Moore over to, you know, to introduce me to him. We've talked before, but we never met face to face. And that may have seemed like a small gesture to you, but that really meant a lot, because, you know what? You just took, I knew you were busy. I felt bad going to bug you, but you were like, hey, no, man, come on over. Let's talk it out. And if you need anything, whatever. I really appreciate that. And folks, I just want to offer that, because that is truly how these people are. They truly care about their customers. Every single person that they've spoken to, at least in my experience, they've treated with just so much respect. I really appreciate that, sir.
Yeah, no, I'm glad to hear it. And there's always, that's us. I mean, we just make time for everybody, and we want everyone to feel included. I mean, with the support that's been so, you know, exclusionary in the past, we want it to be more open and inviting. And I mean, Jason, you know, runs the company, and there's no person he won't sit down and talk to. And it's really cool just to be able to invite people in and just say, hey, come into our world, man. We're excited about what we're doing. We want to show you, like, we're proud of it.
Well, I couldn't think of a better brand to kick off 2021 on this podcast with than True Linkswear. Brandon, thanks so much for coming on. Folks, go and pick out a new True Knit 2 go out to truelinkswear.com. They got all sorts of fun stuff there too, not just this. So thanks again, Brendan, for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. It's a pleasure. And, you know, look forward to chatting again later in the year when we have some new stuff dropping. It's going to be a fun ride in 2021.